Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This is going to be a ton of fun for you guys. You have the opportunity of meeting Jamie Green, the Solar Queen. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm excited to be here. This will be a lot of fun. People are always asking, so how do you guys use funnels and how do you actually use stuff for, I understand the information marketing, I understand a lot of the online sales, but how would you use it for like a real business? How would you actually get clients? And I thought getting a client to actually buy something on social media, like you're doing currently, to buy a physical product like solar is a very complicated sale. So it's not something that a person's going to go in through a funnel real quick and just say, yes, buy that and expect it to be shipped. So I was really fascinated as Courtney was setting this up for us to really figure out exactly, you've done over $1 million last year, and I would say like 6 months without any paid traffic, all doing social media, content producing, and I'd love to kind of find out, what are you doing? How's it working? How do you generate leads? Just walk me through the whole process.
Sure. So, well, I guess it goes back to how did I get started in solar? And I was kind of going the digital marketing route. And a friend messaged me on Facebook and was like, hey, what are you doing? What's up? Like, what's going on in your life? And I said, not much. I've got 3 kids at home. I'm starting to get into digital marketing. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I want to do it. And I said, what are you up to? And he goes, well, I'm actually helping a friend grow and scale their solar business. And I said, oh, tell me more. So he was sharing more with me and he goes, why don't I have someone just come out to your house and talk to you about solar for your home? And I said, okay. So they sent over somebody that I didn't know. It was the first time actually having a salesperson inside my house. And it was highly, highly uncomfortable. But they came. He came. He didn't look like he was interested actually in being there. He brought his girlfriend and he was late. And so they sat down at my table. And again, being that they didn't seem very interested in being there, they looked like they wanted to be maybe in San Francisco a night out on the town. They walked through and like did a really, really just brief solar presentation. They called the utility company we got our utility bill out and gave it to them. And we called to find out our usage. And then he put together a proposal and that was that. And I said, oh, and I told him I'm not buying solar today. But thank you for coming out. They drove 2 hours out from Sacramento to San Francisco or to Nevada where I live. And I felt bad, but I was like, oh my gosh, I was actually sold on solar. We needed to really talk about it. My husband and I, so he leaves. And then I call my friend up and I said, I want to sell solar. I have never been in sales before in my life. Although I did help sell to Japan Airlines, the 737 with the Boeing company. I did help.
Just a small little purchase.
Small little purchase there. But I was not a salesperson, or at least I didn't think I was. But I thought if that was my experience with this salesperson, I wonder what I could do and actually show people I care and want to be there and help them. So they said, sure, you can, if you want to do sales, you can do sales, but you have to go out and get your own customers. And I said, oh, okay. So then I just started reaching out to my friends and people I knew that were homeowners that were living in my area and just started promoting what I'm doing. And so I started sharing and someone said, yeah, I'm actually interested. We're actually interested. And that's, I had to quickly learn the presentation. I had to quickly learn the ins and out of how to sell solar. And then next thing I knew, I was closing my 2 deals in 1 day. Had 2. And so I thought, this is amazing. This is so amazing. And that's kind of what it, you know, one thing led to another. So basically, that then led to conversations, you know, they got excited. They told their friends, they said, oh, you should talk to Jamie. So as soon as I started helping people go solar in my town, I quickly got, you know, all of my leads and I showed them that I could do it. I was being trained in the process, but really they said, okay, you're good to go. And I was like, that's it. Like, I just go ahead and start selling. And they're like, yeah, you got this. And that was kind of how I got into solar.
So now that you're in solar, how do you continue? It's pretty fast to kind of burn through friends and family as far as a lead source. So now you're out there generating leads. How did you go from friends and family to doing so much on social media and doing so much organic?
Well, you know, Facebook groups have been a friend to me, local Facebook groups. That was one thing. And then, so people would ask, you know, who should I talk to about solar? And then, so I joined some networking groups, like just business networking groups. And so we would support each other in that. So I would just be around the right people, you know, real estate agents, mortgage brokers, home improvement people, anybody that's talking to my customers and they hear about solar or they hear someone complaining about an expensive utility bill. They're like, oh, you should talk to Jamie because the savings, at least in the Northern California, all of California is ridiculous. Like it's to the point where I think everyone in California, if you can go solar, you should go solar because you're wasting a lot of your hard earned money. And so what I did was I started leveraging Facebook groups. I started, I would, you know, go out to a solar installation. Anytime I have a site survey or solar installation or something, I'll go out and I'll grab my phone and I'll take a selfie video. Sometimes I'll get the customer in there and then they share it with their network of people on social media. And I also created like a live stream show where I talk about solar. I'll take one topic and just go deep in that topic for, you know, 30 minutes sometimes. It's kind of crazy how I can just talk about a subject, a small little subject of solar and go in deep. And then people will, you know, comment. And so it's just kind of grown from there and evolved, you know, Facebook groups, other people's networks. It's been this beautiful thing.
So if we're looking at Solar Sundays is one of your broadcasts that you do, mm-hmm. and it's on YouTube, it's also on Facebook. Yeah. I think that one of the most important things, because I've talked to a lot of people in different types of businesses who are typically what you refer to more as almost your brick and mortar, but a business that for the most part isn't really done all online, where you're actually having to go out and do a service, whether it's landscaping or yards or painting or whatever it might be. And I think the fascinating thing is to actually use that experience to document it. And I think that's been the fun part for me is to really watch what you've done on Facebook. So you're doing all this without any Facebook ads, without any traffic. It's all organic. And so some of the main things I see you as I've watched your Facebook page and things, you're doing all this stuff typically while you're in the process of doing the work. And I think that's the part that most people forget is they think, oh, it's just my mundane job. No one really cares about it. But you're actually documenting the process of the installation. You're documenting the process of everything that you need to do for a customer. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people, when they're trying to grow their business online, they forget that you actually can do a ton of organic documentation where you can actually walk it through a process and have a ton of fun actually working with your clients while they're also getting the benefit of it as well. So I'd love for you to kind of expand a little more in greater detail as far as how you're actually doing that.
Yeah. So, you know, it really does come down to, you know, I'm sure a lot of the audience is probably familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk. But I was listening to one of his shows and he said, you know, before I got into solar, I was selling on Amazon. And so I thought I'm going to document my entire journey of e-commerce, everything from ordering the product to having it shipped to getting it to the warehouses, et cetera. So I documented the entire process. And so I just took what I learned from that and what I was doing pre-solar and carried it over into the solar, into what I was doing with the social media content or just the video content. So I was taking that and I was putting it out there and really, maybe it's because I'm getting a little bit older in life and I'm learning not to care what other people think or be afraid of what they think or they see and go, oh my gosh, what is she doing? I just was having a conversation with a childhood friend that we've stayed friends throughout adulthood and we're in very similar places in life. We both have three children. We're both working, hardworking mothers. And, you know, we have our husbands and everything, but she's like, I've just watched all this and I'm just so inspired. And I feel like you've really landed in the place that is like, you know, what you're meant to do or what I'm going to be spending a lot of time doing. And I said, yeah. She goes, I've been watching the whole thing. She goes, I didn't realize that you were so serious about this, but she's like, she's seeing all the content that's going out on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube. And I'm trying to do more with LinkedIn. It's a, sure. I haven't spent much time there, but no, it's just really taking those video content. Everyone says video, 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 everything's video content. So I figured I better just show up and be everywhere as much as possible, sharing about solar. And so that's, yeah, I mean, that's really what it's been. It's just a work in progress. So if I go to a site survey, I'll try and get that. And then if there's a solar installation, like in the process, I'll go to that, take pictures, they see it all happening. And then if I can catch the permission to operate, which is after final inspection and where the utility says, okay, you're solar powered, I try and go there. Those are a little bit harder because I never know when it's really going to actually happen. But then I follow up and get customer testimonials as much as possible. That's a little bit harder because not everybody wants to be on video, but if I can, I'll take hold of that opportunity and have them actually speak about their experience in working with me.
Oh, Jamie, that's awesome. So tell me, where did this whole tagline, the Solar Queen, come from?
Well, it goes back to the friend who introduced me to solar. They apparently in the solar industry, it's very hard or a challenge, or maybe people don't put forth the effort to actually go out and generate their own leads organically the way that I've done it. But I was forced to do that. Like I was told if I wanted to do this on, you know, cause I have the children at home, if I wanted to do this and not be out driving 12, 16 hours a day meeting with 5, 6, 7 customers in their home, that I would have to do it without any leads being provided by the company. So I was coming up with leads and I was closing, they were installing, which is another thing in the solar industry. It's one thing to close a deal. It's another thing to have it actually install and not cancel. And I have an extremely high realization rate is what they call it. So I have a high installation rate and a very low cancellation rate. And so when they said, they're like, Jamie Green, how are you doing? You're like Jamie Green, the solar queen. It just rolled off of my friend's tongue. And so he goes, you got to claim that. You have to own that. And I was like, what? Like, no, I don't. That's so silly and cheesy. And they're like, no, you just got to. So I said, okay, fine. I'll change my Instagram handle to Jamie Green, the solar queen. And so I did. And then I was like, okay, I guess I better start posting content about solar. Intermixed with personal and stuff, but that's how it stuck. So even like my Peloton handle is the Solar Queen. My Facebook is Jamie Green, the Solar Queen. You know, my friends and family, when they see me, they're, well, mostly my friends, my family, not so much, but they all go, Jamie Green, the Solar. It just rolls off their tongue. So that's how it came. It was, they're like, how are you doing this? And I said, well, I'm just documenting. I'm just sharing and I'm just providing value and education to the viewers. And that's how this is happening. That's the only thing I can explain how it's happening.
Terrific. So walk me through the process then. They see your content. What is the sales cycle? How does that happen? They see your content on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube.
Yeah.
They text you, they call you, where do they go?
Yeah, they typically just slide into my messenger box on Facebook. That's where a lot of the initial contact happens because that's where I'm putting the content out. So they'll message me and then we just start a conversation. I've used chatbots before. They don't work as they're not as for what I do. It's not, some people have gone through the chatbot and it's been fine, but really what they're wanting to is they want to get on a conversation with me or a phone call. So because of COVID has made it so that everyone is becoming accustomed to communicating through Messenger or through voice text or even through Zoom. So all of last year, all of my sales happened over the internet, like this, like a Zoom
call. So unlike the first experience you had where they were sitting belly to belly in your house, this is basically all... again, tens of thousands of dollars of sales being transacted through documenting your process and then having them engage through you through Messenger and then basically doing a Zoom call and closing the Zoom call.
Yeah. And I ask them all the questions that I need to gather to be able to put together a proposal for them. So like, how old's your roof? What kind of material is it? Tell me a little bit about the main service panel. How many amps are coming into your home? You know, are you planning on adding anything to your energy consumption, like a hot tub? Hot tubs were like the thing this year. Everyone was getting a hot tub because of COVID, like everyone's home. So, I mean, I talked to friends who are in the hot tub industry and they're like, we have an 18-month wait list for hot tubs. And I'm like, crazy. Holy moly. People are starting to buy electric vehicles, you know, so they're charging them at home. So these are important things to learn about the homeowner and how many people are living there, how big the home is, do they use a lot of air conditioning, et cetera, et cetera. Awesome. So I gather all that information and it really is, I mean, it's this little phone here has made me so, it's made a lot of contact, a lot of conversations that have led to transactions. So it's just a conversation. And I wish I could audit, like the whole, I am working on different ways to be able to provide that initial like educational video for people who are interested. And once they go through that, then they really can be like, okay, we really are interested in this. And then go from there. So, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, Jamie, I know people are going to want to find out more about you. What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, they can follow me on Facebook. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ Jamie Green, the Solar Queen. All of my content goes there. They can even, you know, a lot of it goes on my personal page too. And I'll make it public for people that want to see all that stuff, or they can go to my website, jamiegreenthesolarqueen.com.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're going to get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.